you know, the story that gives me the most joy, the one that I always kind of fall back on, and actually the one that I talk about when I talk about supported employment, and the one I talk about why I'm in this field, is a guy that had worked at our agency for years. And at that point, we were an agency that had basically a sheltered workshop, a production floor. And we had this gentleman who came into our program called Work Adjustment, which was a program that was designed to help folks learn basic work skills to help them get out into the community. Came into that program, and he was in that program, and the whole group of us that worked with that program thought this man would never, ever work in the community. Very intelligent man who had been hospitalized for the first time right as he was getting done with school, with college, and studying to be a professional, was very close to reaching that goal. Had a family who was very invested in that as well. This gentleman came in and he had schizophrenia. And when he was hospitalized, it was because he became so disorganized. Speech, his whole thought process just became so disorganized he couldn't manage his life at that point. I mean, that was the basic issue. He came to us, and all that, we could see all that stuff. I mean, we could see that scattered, difficult thought process. He came and worked on our production floor, went through Work Adjustment, and he went through and made some progress, just very minimal. And then what happened is we decided to implement a program based on the individualized placement and support model, which is basically what support employment, the evidence-based practice, is based on. And it was an early version of that, but we put that into place, and we started working with some folks and helping folks find employment that we probably wouldn't have in the past, based on some of the concepts behind the model. So what we did is this guy expressed an interest, so we brought him into the program, and nobody really expected much. This was a real learning experience. This man came in, and fairly quickly, ended up employed at a grocery store, which he was happy with. Now, we did have to do a lot of work with the family. The family was very resistant to that. It was a change from, the professional job he was originally looking at. But the reality was he didn't want to do what he had trained for anymore, and he was going to have a hard time with it because of some of the limitations. And he was really in agreement with that. But his family there was a lot of resistance at home about him looking for this job. So we did a lot of work with the family, and did a lot of work with this gentleman. He ended up finding a job at a grocery store, and he stocked the cheese wall at the grocery store, and was tickled. And at the end, the last I had heard with him, and we eventually faded away, but he had been working for 7 years, moved from the cheese wall to, I think, the deli, and working at the same place for 7 years. And this was the guy that we made the judgment early on that this man would never work, and we never gave him the opportunity until this new program came along. And by doing that, we limited this man's opportunities. If this program hadn't come along, he may have never had this opportunity that helped him blossom, and that meant so much to him. 7 years. There's a lot of folks that don't hold jobs that long. Heard a lot about the cheese wall. I had a job coach who was fed up with the cheese wall, who never wanted to eat cheese again. But you know what the cheese wall is? It's that section in the grocery store where they have all the cheeses hanging. Where they've got, you got all your sliced cheeses and your shredded cheeses and your blocks of cheese and your cream cheese, your Parmesan cheese, all these different hundreds of different types of cheeses. And in some stores, you got all the specialty cheeses too. So he stocked all this. And he had to keep straight all these cheeses, you know, which was a task because he had problems with organized thinking. So, you know, our job coach did some really neat stuff to help him with that, you know, diagrams. I don't remember the exact things that she did. I do remember that, like I said, she never wanted to eat cheese again because she spent so much time with him helping him learn this job. But once he got it, you know, he stayed on that job for a long time and then found something that he wanted to do more within that agency and moved to it on his own. You know, we didn't make that decision. We didn't suggest that. It was at a point where we had kind of faded away and had just real sporadic contact, you know, with him and with the employer. But he decided that he wanted to try something different. And he went and he made that and did that on his own and learned it on his own. You know, I mean, talk about recovery. This is a guy who went from a point where he dropped out of school, was in the hospital, and nobody thought he could accomplish anything work-wise. You know, we thought he could barely do the production floor. And he went from that to working with some support on a job, to working independently on a job, to making the decision that he wanted to try something different and learning the job on his own. You know, and from there, my guess is, I don't know that he's still there. I don't think he is because I haven't seen him, and it's a grocery that I go to. But my guess is that he's working somewhere else because work was important to him. It gave him a sense of accomplishment, and it gave him some things that he had lost when all this stuff happened in his life. You know, I don't think he thought he could work until somebody showed some faith in him, and that's the key, and that's the power, and a big part of the power in this model is that. And part of the way that this model works is that if you don't believe in the people you're working with, it's hard for them to believe in their abilities too. And you're almost always selling people short. Well, it made me look at what I was thinking. I mean, and when it came time, you know, when I moved into my last position at my old agency, which was the manager of employment services, and looked at the stuff we were doing at that point. It made me think that what we were doing wasn't really working. And I'll tell you that one of the struggles I had as somebody who was trained in the classic voc rehab model, that model of, you know, you train and you train and you train and you assess and you assess and you assess. And when the person's ready, you stick them into work. You know, that was how I had learned. And when I was introduced to supported employment, you know, like I said, we touched it earlier on in this other program and then kind of came back to it at that point and saw this model and started thinking about it. And I still struggled with the whole zero exclusion piece and the idea that a person, the only requirement for a person to go to work was an interest in employment. Something I always struggled with, even when we had the older program. I mean, we worked with it, but it was always one of those things that was kind of gave me that feeling in the pit of my stomach that I wasn't completely comfortable. Well, when we started considering this, that was one of the things I had to get over. and this is the story I always come back to. Because this is a guy that there was pretty unanimous agreement that we didn't think this guy would ever be able to work competitively. He was too symptomatic. You know, and we were completely, completely wrong. Group of professionals, we were all good at our jobs, and we were completely and totally wrong. So if we could be wrong like that, how can I make a judgment on somebody else? So that's what I learned from it. And it's a story I come back to. I tell it a lot, because that's an area that a lot of people stumble with, is the whole concept of zero exclusion. And that just shows you the power of giving people an opportunity. You know, when you expect things from people and when you think people can do things, you'll be surprised at what they can accomplish. Okay? When you expect nothing of them, that's exactly what you get.